Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Hello, welcome to the Faith Defend the Faith. My name is William Hemsworth, and thank you for joining me as I hit my microphone next to me. We're doing something different today. I have a guest in studio today. We just had a nice breakfast. This dork over here is my sister.
Hi.
Okay, she's not a dork. Her name is Kristen Gudenkoff.
I am both a dork and Kristen Gudenkoff.
All right, so from now on, you'll hear me call her Chrissy, because that's what I grew up calling her. So Chrissy actually wrote a book recently called Grumpalophagus. So here's a... If you're watching on YouTube, she just showed us a picture of it. So how's the book going so far? Congratulations on it.
Really good. Technically, it's not officially launched yet. So I did a live reading two Fridays ago on October 2nd. That was really fun. We had a lot of kids attend. So I sold some books there, around 40. It's actually available now on Amazon, but the official launch date is October 15th, which is National Grouch Day.
National Grouch Day. What a time it is to release that book. So how'd you come up with the title of Grumpalophagus, as we hear kids scream in the background?
Well, my little one, Aria, there's a T-Rex theme that went through our wedding. And then so when we found out we were pregnant with Aria, she was nicknamed Baby Rex. And so when she got grumpy, we started out like calling her, like joking around, calling her Grumposaurus Rex. And it didn't really fit. Then Aaron, one day, my husband had said Grumpalophagus, and I was like, that's a book. And so I kind of stuck. And then we talked about what are the different kinds of grumpy. And then so, and all the time I've worked with kids, thought about all the different kinds of emotions and patterns that they go through when they're grumpy and what that really means. And so that's what the book's about.
Okay. And a lot of people listening are parents, but what are some of the stages that kids grow through with their grumpiness?
Well, I mean, grumpiness manifests in many different ways, right? And the term grumpy is really big. And I think it doesn't help when a kid's trying to work through the grumpiness when you just say, why are you grumpy? You know, like, so the book is broken into physical and emotional. So some of the things that Aria easily manifests, and she's 19, turning 20 months here, is hangry, right? She's hungry. So she's angry, or she's really tired. And those are really obvious ones. But there's other things like growing pains, teething, all that kind of stuff. Well, it sucks. So obvious reasons for being grumpy. But then there's more deep things like emotional issues, like where you're scared or you're frustrated because you're not getting something right. You're learning the difficulties around learning, not feeling like you're doing something like others, like especially if you have brothers or sisters, or you're around other little kids and kids are picking up on learning things, doing things faster than you. So frustration around that. Scared, different stuff. So,
okay. Well, I could certainly relate with hangry.
I think we all can.
Yeah, that thing happens to me a lot. So I may have to get the book just for that reason, so I could work through those issues too. But what? But what was the process like of writing this book? How long did it take you? How did that germinate?
Writing didn't take very long. Typically, when I write, so I've written children's stories for a long time. This is just the first one I'm publishing. But when I write, I kind of sit down, I have this idea, and then I brain dump all of it. So the revision process took quite a while, paring down so that it wasn't this really long, like an epic poem for a children's book, because that's what it really kind of was the first go. Paring that back a bit and being more succinct with the things I'm trying to say. Finding the right illustrator. I had a beautiful partner. She's in Italy. So I found like the right person and she got where I was going with the book. But so the illustrations were good, but really it was everything else after that that I didn't really expect. Like I knew I was going to have to get an illustrator. I was going to have to go through that process, but then I didn't realize the all the different formatting issues that you can run into when trying to format a children's book with pictures, because it's not just text. So it's not just here's a single small page and what size do you want to pick, because the size matters, and how many words do you really want in your children's book. And there's so many layers to making sure you're doing the children's book right, to make sure it's for the right age, built for that age, right? I don't know if that makes sense, but there's so many details that go into it. So the writing part was easy. I'm still learning the marketing side.
We all are.
Yeah. It's like, that was like 5% of the work, you know, 95% is just telling people about the book. So actually getting the book ready is like this really teeny piece. So that's been interesting to learn about.
Okay. So now that you've had this soft launch, I know it officially launches on the 15th. What's the feedback been like so far?
100% supportive so far. A lot of parents, I've actually gotten some really interesting feedback from parents, and I have a small launch team and some teachers are included in that. I have a couple, child therapists that are also included in it, and they have all been overwhelmingly supportive about the book and excited about it being out and available to actually help kids. But parents have even said, like, when I read it, it helped them to remember to be patient when their kids are working through their emotions, because as adults, we have years of experience and context and understand our emotions, but it's taken us years to get to that point. Think about a kid who's frustrated, who's upset, who's scared, who's grumpy, and them trying to work through it. So I've been getting a lot of positive feedback, not just from this is a really fun kid's book, like could help kids, but also, wow, this is actually helping me. So that was a little unexpected.
See, goes back to helping with the hangry guys.
Hangry. Just need a donut.
More often than not, yes. But what are you hoping the book accomplishes? I know you touched on that a little bit already.
Really, the most important thing is that I want it to help kids. I want it to help children. So, I mean, whatever kid ends up with this book in their hands, I hope that it helps them. I hope they have fun just reading it, experiencing and exploring, you know, a new world, the Grumpalophagus world or whatever. But just really, hopefully that they can learn to kind of self-reflect. So the book goes into psychological anchoring a little bit. It has a parent tool tip thing at the end of the book, where hopefully parents can, or guardians can discuss with kids and have some discussion questions to help them work through it. And it's really just about kind of exposing grumpiness and saying it's okay to talk about it. So it kind of, as a culture, I think we actually kind of shame negative emotions, right? And it's, we shy away from it, and we kind of get standoffish about it, instead of for a kid, you want to be open and say, like, it's okay. This is reality. We're going to feel these things from time to time. So what do you do with that? Well, the book uses a tool called psychological anchoring, in which the dinosaur in the book ends up putting on a cape to fight his grumps. So the cape serves as a reminder to stop, take a breath. It serves as a safe space where you can work and think objectively about what you're feeling. Instead of, because sometimes we need to kind of remove ourselves a little bit, you know, to be able to really assess what we're feeling. And again, as adults, that's a lot easier to do than when you're a kid, in the moment. So maybe learning that psychological anchoring without it actually being psychological anchoring in the book, a kid could pick up a Lego like this, you know, or a piece of a Play-Doh or a stuffed animal and think, okay, this is my safe space. Why am I feeling what I'm feeling? And help empower them to work through it.
So where can people learn more about the book and check it out?
So I started a publishing company myself to launch this book. This is obviously the first, hopefully, of many children's books that we'll be putting out. But you can find us, it's called Baby Rex Productions. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Or you can actually find all of my books on Amazon.com. You can look up my name, Christian Gudenkauf, on Author Central, and find my author page, and you can follow there so you can find all the books there.
All right, good stuff. Well, thank you for joining us. Congrats on the book. I'm proud of you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
She's not really a dork.
I am.
Take care, guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.